apples still grow in November, and blossoms hang from each bough, and leaves are still green in December. It's then that our land might be free. I've traveled your hills and your valleys, and still to my sorrow I see a land that has never known freedom, and still only our rivers run free. We'll drink to the dead of our manhood, to those men that would rather have died, and to live in the cold chains of bondage, to bring back their rights were denied. Oh, where are you now when I need you? What burns where a flame used to be? Are you gone like the snows of last winter, and still only our rivers run free? What good is in you when it's aging? What joy is in eyes that can't see the glory of sorrow and sunshine, and still only our rivers run free, and still only our rivers run free.
And all dust and mold, and I've seen my tears and blood. And it's near the over now, not in me. I married a fine girl when I was 20, and she died and given birth when she was 30. There was no flying doctor then, but a gentle orb like Jim, and it's nearly over now, nine easy. She left me with two sons and a daughter, and a bone-dried farm for the side cried out for water. Though my care was rough and ready, they grew up fine and sweet, and it's near the over now, now I'm easy. My daughter married young and went her own way. My sons lie buried by the Barmer Railway. Though I carried you on my own, sure I need you all alone. And it's near the over now, now I'm easy. Down city folks these days despise the cocky, them with subsidies and dole to have it easy. To have no starving stock on the Barmer Rock, and it's near the over now, not easy. Now that we can sing the rest of it.
A free life of From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, I waltz my Matilda off. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time to stop rambling. There's work to be done. And they gave me a tin hat, and they gave me a gun, and they sent me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. Amid all the tears, flag waving and cheers, we sailed off for Galilee. Well, I remember that terrible day when our blood stained the sand and the water, and how in that hell that they call Silver Bay, we were butchered like lambs to the slaughter. Johnny Turkey was ready, oh, he primed himself well. He rained us with bullets, and he showered us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, we were all blown to hell. Never knew there were worse things than dying. For no more I'll go waltzing Matilda around the green bush far and near, to hum tent and pegs, a man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. They collected the wounded, the crippled, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The armless, the legless, the blind and the insane, those proud wounded heroes of silver. And when the ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where my legs used to be, and thank Christ, there was no one there waiting for me to grieve and to mourn and to pity. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. Nobody cheered. They just stood there and stared. And they turned all their faces away. And now every April I sit on my porch and I watch the parade pass before me. I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, renewing their dreams of past glory. I see the old men, all tired, stiff and sore, the weary old heroes of a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. And year after year, the old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. That's beautiful.
view of a ship sailing out on the ocean, on the wind, every majesty blue. On the deck stood a handsome young maiden, whose beauty I'd never seen before. And she sighed for the wrongs of her country, saying I'm banished from Erin's control. She looked at me in meditation, as the tears from her blue eyes did flow, saying I'm a poor exile from Erin, the land where the green shamrock grows. My name is Tiny McMahon, my age is scarcely 18, and I thank you, good sir, for your kindness, for you don't know how lonely I've been. For the want of employment tonight, I'm as forced as an exile to stray far away from my home and land, where in childhood I longed for to lay. Far away from each mountain and valley, from Punchbowl to the Gap of Dunlow, and round by the banks of Sweet Macross, to the beautiful spot of the Lowe. It was then I woke from my slumber, far to look for my Eileen Green. And it was only the face of my mother, with the fond smile stood gazing on me. Now the ship on the ocean had vanished, but in fancy I see her once more, my beautiful Eileen McMahon, the pride.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Good. Oh.